This is Sci-Fi for Me Radio.
Greetings, everyone. Hope you're all having a great holiday season. Jason Hutt here with a quick programming note to let you all know that our podcasts, what we collectively refer to as Sci-Fi for Me Radio, they're moving to a new home. Now, up until recently, the audio files have been saved to the same internet hosting server that houses our website. Now, this is a little inside baseball here, so stay with me. The RSS links that feed into various players like iTunes and Stitcher and OneCast and such, they've been linked to those files here on Sci-Fi for Me. However, it's not the best solution when it comes to measuring the performance of those shows. Now, if you're familiar at all with podcasts, then you know there's a big challenge when it comes to knowing just how many people are listening to the episodes. Now, statistics are very hard to come by, especially since iTunes doesn't release any data on any podcasts because, one, they're free, and two, because they're free, they fall under the user privacy rules. So it makes it a bit difficult to know just how many people are tuned into any particular show. And as some of you may know, iTunes makes up about 83% of the total podcast audience. So numbers are kind of hard to come by. Now, the other part of that, the less than reliable nature of feed burner statistics, which is what we've been using so far, they're abysmal when it comes to accuracy and clarity. So moving forward, we're going to be posting our shows over at podcast.com. We've mentioned this before in a couple of shows. You'll be able to find new episodes there starting in 2016. Now, past episodes will still be available here on Sci-Fi for Me, and we'll embed the audio files in individual posts, same as we've always done, so not much is going to change. Our goal is to get a more accurate read on how many people listen to our shows, mainly to see if it's worth continuing on any one of them, but also to get a better handle on which topics do better than others, what you find more interesting, how far we need to go before we have an audience big enough to attract advertisers, figuring out if you like one show more than another, if we need to do more of one type, not of the other, etc., those kind of things. Now, if you're already subscribed to a feed through iTunes or Stitcher or some other podcast player, there might be an interruption of services while we switch the feed URL links. So, to help you out, we're going to include links to those feeds on our homepage and on our social media while we make the transition, which will give you a direct path to the shows, and it'll also help you when you want to copy and share the link with your friends, which we hope you'll do. On another note, we've had the request to offer transcripts of our podcasts, and we're looking into ways that we can do that in a timely manner. We certainly don't want anyone to feel left out of our conversations, so please bear with us while we take a crack at that, try to figure that out, the best way to serve that content to you. In the meantime, have a safe and happy new year. We're looking forward to a big year in 2016. So we want you to stick around for that. So of course, we want you to be safe, even if you aim to misbehave a little.
Remember, no matter where you go, there you are. This is Sci-Fi for Me Radio.